Reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Love Never Dies Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it is my pleasure to be with you today. I'm actually very excited about today's guest. Her name is Karen Noe. She is amazing. After the best-selling author Dr. Wayne Dyer left the physical plane, or as I say, left his body, in 2015, Karen has consistently been receiving very profound and specific messages from him for his family and for the world as well. And while Wayne comes through singularly for his family, he also comes through together with a group of other celestial beings called the We Guides that include St. Francis of Assisi and a countless number of angels and ascended masters. And Karen Noe is a renowned New Jersey-based psychic medium, spiritual counselor, and healer with a 2-year waiting list. She's the author of We Consciousness, 33 Profound Truths for Inner and Outer Peace, Your Life After Their Death, A Medium's Guide to Healing After a Loss, Through the Eyes of Another, A Medium's Guide to Creating Heaven on Earth by Encountering Your Life, Review Now, and The Rainbow Follows the Storm, How to Obtain Inner Peace by Connecting with Angels and Deceased Loved Ones. She's the founder of the Angel Quest Center in Waldwick, New Jersey, where she teaches classes, gives readings, and practices alternative healing. You can hear Karen on the Angel Quest radio show by tuning in to www.hudsonriverradio.com the first Saturday of every month at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. So are you with me? Are you with me, Karen?
I am. Hi. Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, love having you. Now, Wayne didn't come through to you before he left his body. He only started coming through after, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Through synchronistic events. It was, random events that just lined right up.
It's so interesting because, you know, right before Wayne left his body, I went to the, you know, we're both Hay House authors, and I went to mm-hmm. the I Can Do It conference in New York City because my husband, who was already in spirit, told me I had to go and talk to Wayne. So after Wayne got off the stage, I went around, you know, behind to say hello to him. And I knew my husband wanted me to tell him the story of my spiritual reconnection with my husband because it was going to give Wayne some peace because my husband said he's going to leave his body soon. And I didn't know what the heck my husband was talking about because Wayne was saying on the stage he was healthy, he was cured. But obviously, Jean knew differently. And I remember telling him the story about how here this girl, the perfect pagan, that's me, the atheist who didn't believe in anything, you know, discovered we don't die, we just leave our bodies, and they're just a breath away. And I remember when I told him the story, Wayne just came up to me, just gave me this huge bear hug. And I knew that it was his soul saying to me, thank you for bringing me comfort that's going to ease me as I leave my body.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he left his body a few weeks later.
Oh, my gosh. It was almost, he knew.
Yes.
He said things to his family and friends, you know, indicating that he would be passing. So he was cured from the, he did have leukemia, but he was cured from that. So when the autopsy results came forth, he was cured from that. He passed from heart attack.
And he knew.
It was his time. Yes, he did know.
Yes, and I'm sure you've heard this, and I'm sure you believe this, it's all kind of written ahead of time. We know.
Right.
You know? When Jean was a young Jesuit, he had a moment of panic. He was 16 when he entered the Jesuit order, and here he is, this monk, his hair is shaved, and he has a panic because he has a vision of when he's going to leave his body, and he's young. And he goes to the novice master, and the novice master says, no, no, you're going to live very old. But Jean knew. Mm-hmm. They say we know.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
We know.
Our higher self knows.
We know. So what was it like when Wayne came to you for the first time?
Well, it was unexpected. It was a series of events. It began with his daughter Serena had been on my radio show, the Angel Quest show, a few months prior to his passing. So I had her contact information. And right after he passed, I just shot her an email and I said, you know, "Dear Serena, I'm so sorry about the passing of your dad. Please know without a doubt that he is okay. You know, ask him to give you a sign to let you know he's with you. Tell him to come to you in a dream and to wake you up after the dream so that you'll remember it, because I know he's going to be trying to talk to you." And then at that time, my other book had just come out, Your Life After Their Death. And I said, "I'd love to send you a copy of this, the book I just wrote, because it's pretty much everything I've learned over all the years. You know, I've been doing readings about the afterlife, how to connect with the after, you know, those who passed, right, how to raise our vibration so it's more on par with theirs,
right,
how to heal and so forth. So it's all, you know, my purpose is to empower people to do what I do. It's not what I'm doing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I love to empower people.
Wow, exactly. Exactly, so, because you know a lot of mediums do, you know, this is what Jean has been wanting me to say. We're all capable of reconnecting,
yeah,
by raising our vibration and tuning to what I call the spirit channel in your brain. You're able to send and receive energetic communications to and from the spirit realm. That's it.
Everyone
can. This is, you know, I'm just demystifying it as you do. And I know you have tremendous integrity to say this, because I know there are quite a few mediums that sort of make people think, oh, you have to have me and you can't reconnect without me, in the same way that organized religion, you know, mm-hmm, makes you have to use a priest as your intercessor to God. Oh, otherwise, you know, devils could come in and all this other garbage, know. So you're basically saying, I'm going to show you how you can. You don't need to become dependent on me like, you know, a junkie.
Everyone.
Exactly. You know?
You just have to learn, you know, one of the basic ways of connecting with your deceased loved ones, most people don't realize, they're expecting to hear a voice or to see an apparition of their loved one, whereas they may. But for the most part, their loved ones are speaking to them telepathically as thoughts that are popping in their head for no reason. And you have
exactly.
to understand, right? So you have to understand to differentiate between your thoughts and theirs.
Exactly.
And the bottom rule is if you could find the original thought that triggered the next thought and so forth about your loved one, that's you. But if the thought just popped in your head for no reason.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly the thought melding, the thought induction or mind melding was the first way that Jean came through to me.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, I know this is Jean talking, because it pops in out of nowhere.
Right.
And it feels like we interrupt this broadcast with a special
that's true. It's
right?
True. Yeah.
And then it seems to be out of nowhere. It doesn't have any kind of, you can just feel it's coming from outside in. You just know.
Yes.
And once
For
you
example,
feel it,
yeah,
you know.
When my mom passed, you know, when she came through, if I didn't do what I do, I wouldn't have known that this was
right.
my mom. But I'm walking around and all of a sudden a thought comes into my mind. Hi, sweetheart. I don't call myself sweetheart, but she
no.
calls
heck
See,
no.
That's the difference. So
you know,
third person,
and it's funny too, when I'm working with people, Karen, and I'm, you know, basically just like a temporary training wheel to help them get started till they get more confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I always trust, you know, I'm willing to make an idiot of myself, because the stuff that comes in sometimes makes you just seem like a complete idiot. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was doing the Hay House radio show, this mother called and she was absolutely bereft that her son had committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And being a Catholic, she's sure he's in hell and all this other stuff. So he starts making this goofy joke. And you know, when they come through, they do these communications that are very characteristic of who they were. It's like to validate their presence, right?
Yeah, same person.
So he starts saying, "Frogs croak, but I didn't." And I'm like, what?
Oh,
what? I can't say this on Hales Radio. I'm like a complete fool, right? And finally I just said, "Jamie, when something that weird pops in, go with it, right? Mm-hmm. So I say it, and she bursts into happy tears, and she said, the night he left his body, a frog appeared on her porch and hasn't left.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't that, you know?
I love it, yeah.
So you've got to go with it. Just trust what you're hearing. The weirder, the more true, you know?
That's it. Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, were you born with the gift? Did you develop it? Like some mediums, they develop it after a fever. How did it go for you?
Yeah, well, when I was younger, I was more intuitive and sight. You know, I knew things that were going to happen beforehand. And
right.
I would have dreams that would come true. But about 25 years ago, I was going through a difficult time in my life. When
right.
I sat at the edge of my bed and I just yelled at God. And I said, am I going to be okay? And literally with that, I saw a light that came towards me from the other side of the room, and it kept coming towards me. I said, if you're not of God, please leave. But the more I said that, the more it kept coming towards me, eventually enveloped me. And at that time, I did hear an audible voice that said, Lucia Lucina, Bella Lucia Lucina. And I guess not everybody's going to know what that means, but the Italian listeners would know. It means light, little light, beautiful little light. And I've since learned that was St. Francis of Assisi. That's my connection to St. Francis. He's been with me ever since. And for those who follow me on Facebook or have read any of my books, you'll see my St. Francis connection with the animals, with peace.
I've got
like
such
that.
Chills, my
yeah.
gosh, from head to toe, because Jean told me that my connection with St. Francis is most profound.
Oh,
because I was always able to lay hands on animals and do distance healings on animals and talk to any wild creature and it would respond. And he said, this is your connection to St. Francis. So
I did
not realize that you and I have this together in common.
Yes.
Wow.
And Wayne Dyer as
and
well.
And Wayne.
Yeah. So,
and you know, there are soul packs or soul tribes, as you know. So Wayne mm-hmm. is in a group of ascended masters.
Yes. Well, what there's a series of events. Finally, it led up to, I don't know if you'd like to hear the
I would love
story.
To.
So what happened was, you know, I told her at Serena if she would like a copy of my book, and she immediately responded yes. So I sent it to her. And a few days later, I was scheduled to speak at an I Can Do It event, that's for Hay House, as you know,
right.
about my book, Your Life After Their Death. But a day before that, they were going to have a tribute for Dr. Wayne Dyer. So I went a day earlier. Now, they had a bus with the Hay House authors, as well as Wayne Dyer's family, going from the hotel room over to the conference center. To go to the event. And I'm sitting there, and there was one seat available on the whole bus. It was next to me, and in walks Serena Dyer. So
yep.
she sat down next to me. You see how it's going? And she sat down next to me, and basically all we talked about at that, you know, at that time, I said, Serena, I'm so sorry about your dad. Have you received any signs? My name's Karen Noe. She said, oh, Karen, I just got your book. Thank you. And I was starting, I started to tell her about how to receive signs. And she told me about a profound dream that her sister, Sage, had, in which she actually saw her dad in the dream and hugged him. And she said she felt his hairy arms. So I said, that's absolutely a, you know, definite visitation. And just be on the lookout for more of those types of visitation, because he's going to want to, you know, he wants to let you know he's with you. And that was it at that particular, you know, that first meeting.
Right.
We went to the event. And when the event was finished, I don't know, something inside of me just said I wasn't significant enough to go on that bus, because all my favorite Hay House authors were on that bus, as well as Wayne Dyer's family, and I was a huge fan of his, you know. So I said, I'm just going to walk back to the hotel room. I'm not going on the bus. So I'm walking, saying to myself, I'm so insignificant. And as I'm saying that is when I heard him for the first time. And he said, get out of your own way. Get
right.
out of your own way.
Right.
And I said, Wayne, if that's really you, now see, I'm always asking for signs. I said, if that's really you, give me a without a doubt sign that I know without a doubt it is you. So I continued to walk, and I said, how may I serve? And he said, you're already serving. And I said, okay, how may I serve more. So I went to the hotel room, and as I got in the hotel room, there was something very itchy inside of my shirt.
So I don't tell me it was his hairy arms.
Oh my God! No, almost though. Where did he hear? I was trying to see what it was, and I pulled a sticker out that had somehow attached itself to the inside of my shirt. And how I know it was not there beforehand, because on the bottom of it, it said Disney, and I had not been to Disney. But
right.
In huge letters, it said W-E. And I took it to mean Wayne, first letter, last letter of his name, because oftentimes when I receive messages, I get the first letter, last letter of their name.
Yes.
Little did I know it was even more than that. It was about the we consciousness, but I didn't know about that yet. And I felt him and said, is that good enough? And I said, it's amazing. Thank you so much. And a series of events led to his family, his daughter, Serena Sage Sky, and his wife, Marceline, coming from Florida to New Jersey to meet with me. And he came through with very specific messages just for them, things that I would never have known, you know, from personal issues, you know. And they share what they want to share about those meetings in the appendix of my book, Reconsciousness. But needless to say, he was definitely there. And for 3 years, now he has 8 children and a wife. For 3 years, he had me on the phone calling one of them at specific times. I call this one now, call that one now. And it was always very pertinent. For example, one day he told me to call Serena. I was in the middle of making dinner. And he says, call Serena now, call her now. I said, can it wait? I'm making dinner. Call her now. So I called her, and she's not answering the phone. And finally, I called her sister, Sage, and Sage picked up. I said, is something going on with Serena? And she said, yes. I said, are you with her? She said, yes. I said, what's going on? She said, Serena's ready to push. She's giving birth right now. So I said, just put her on the phone. And Wayne said, Daddy's there. Daddy's there. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. So those are the types of messages of, you know, he was very loud in life, and he's even louder now that he made his transition. And
we wouldn't
want it any other way. So.
Yeah. And, you know, what's so amazing, what you're describing is, you know, we know that the essence of that person's soul is the same in spirit form. That doesn't change, you know?
Exactly.
And he always wanted to help people be the best they could be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he continues in the same vein, you know, helping souls, the souls of his family. And the message is, you know, really about just uplifting humanity.
Yes.
That's Wayne.
This is the best part, is he's not just coming through to Karen Noe. He's coming through to anyone who wants to hear from him. All you have to do is be more on par with the vibration of who he is right now. Raise your vibration and say your intention of connecting with him, and he will be there for you.
Absolutely.
So
I know it's mind-bending for people to understand.
Yes.
How can he be with, you know, people, you know, think in the materialistic sense of, well, how can he be with me and with Serena and with Karen?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that you know, it's quantum physics helps us understand objects are non-local, the spirit is non-local, so the spirit can fragment off like many facets of a prism and be at all places at all times.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
It's mind-blowing, but you know, I have an example of this that was the first time I ever saw this, and I didn't even understand that this is how the soul can bilocate and be in more than one place. It was about a month before Jean left his body, and we were driving in the convertible, and he screamed, ow, ow, my jaw is killing me. Jean never had pain. So I laid my hand on his jaw, I'll never forget, and I released his pain. Then a month later, he leaves his body, and I'm in New York City at my professional group in New York City, and there's a fellow psychoanalyst who steps into the street with me, and the next thing I know, she grabs her jaw and screams, ow, ow, my jaw. And I immediately remembered, oh my gosh, that's what Jean did. So he was energetically tuning into her before she left her body. It was like he was just calibrating in some way to her energy. And then I laid my hand on her jaw in the street and released her in the way I released Jean. And I realized then a month or so after that, that Jean wanted to tune to her because he wanted to come through to her in a way that would not only help to heal her soul, but would also reassure me that he is here. And it happened a month later. I'm driving in the car, and I feel this tidal wave of love pour over me. And I know it's Jean, and I look at the dashboard, and it's 4:48. That night, I get a call from Emily. She says, I have to tell you what happened to me at 4:48. I said, oh, my God, that's when I, you know, felt the love. Now, when I felt the love, I said to Jean, I was praying to him for Emily, and I said, please help her find love. Then the tidal wave of love came over me, and I looked at the clock. So she said, at 4:48, I fell into a trance, and your husband, who she had never met, appeared to me and told her to find love, follow the gray stones to the church in your neighborhood. Oh, my gosh. So he was validating my prayer, help her find love, and he sent her to the church in her neighborhood. So she's in our professional group in the city the next week, and she tells this story, and somebody in the group who was a former seminarian said, what's the name of the church that he sent you to? And she goes, oh, the Claremont Church. And he said, that's New York City's only liberation theology seminary. Jean founded liberation theology.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
I know. Wow. Oh, I could talk to you for an eternity. We have to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be back in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio.
Our bodies retain the energy of our life experiences, which often causes stagnation and blocks. When we reconnect to divine energy, our mind and body are filled with pure love and light. Join Rob Wergen at Omega and experience divine light transmissions to clear old patterns, experiences, and beliefs. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for the workshop Reconnect to Divine Energy with Rob Wergen, September 28th to 30th. Learn more at eomega.org.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For 40 years, Omega has been a gathering place for great thinkers, creative talent, spiritual teachers, and social visionaries. With 390 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today, 1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly online publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. Engage with experts and topics of consciousness. Become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, expanding the heart, and experiencing greater aliveness. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm talking with the wonderful Karen Noe. I told you that mind-blowing story, and then we had to go to break.
That's incredible.
You're used to all the mind-blowing experiences.
Oh,
you have them all the time, you know?
But I love to hear from somebody else, you know? It's just, and I know these types of things happen to most people. They just
right?
have to be more aware of them, right?
Yeah. And also, too, that. As you said before, and I totally espouse this, and I say it in Love Never Dies, you have to raise your vibration, because when you raise it, it makes it easier for them to come through and bring these amazing experiences.
It. You have to be more on par with the energy of who they are.
Right.
So we have, yes.
Exactly.
We have to be more on par with the energy of who we are, the God within us, the divine within us, so that
right.
we can hear them too.
Right. And, you know, there are so many ways to raise our energy, from, you know, fasting and cleansing to mm-hmm. fevers, right? You know, all the psychic mediums that many of them describe having developed the ability after a high fever, George Anderson, quite a few,
also
meditating.
Practicing forgiveness is a big one, being grateful, having more compassion.
This is excellent.
You know, all
I'm glad
those
you put
things.
This in at this
yeah.
point. Because being grateful and not being in this energy of I'm so mad at the universe, which very much lowers your vibration, but paradoxically, because I know so many people have unfinished business with those in spirit, I'm not asking people to, you know, shy away from their angry feeling. And when we dialogue with the departed, that's the transdimensional grief resolution method, that's one of the tools, you know, I encourage you to describe the angry feeling and work it through. But it's eventually, when you do this, you're able to move to a level of acceptance. And then that helps you come into gratitude. But the being angry doesn't prevent the reconnection, because we can get around that, you know, through meditating and deep breathing. We can, you know, help you come into the temporary energetic elevation so that you can reconnect and then handle your unfinished business. Does that make sense?
Sure, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
tell people to release the anger for them, not for the other person. But
that's
because,
right.
As Wayne Dyer used to say, it's not the snake bite that kills you. It's the venom that's left behind. So
right.
it actually hurts us when we hold on to this anger.
Right.
And it also lowers our vibration. So we
right.
have everything to gain and nothing to lose if we do let go.
Right.
of that. Easier said than done sometimes, I know.
Oh, yeah.
But.
And so that's why I always say, don't try to force forgiveness. Don't bury mm-hmm. your anger in a shallow grave. We can talk with your loved one in spirit or your hated one. And talk back and forth until resolution comes organically, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, now, is your work with Wayne the exclusive part of your life now? Is this everything for you?
No, it's not. It's not. I do have a practice in New Jersey. I still do readings. I teach classes. And I do travel with the Dyers, you know, teaching about the we consciousness. And they talk about their dad as well. But it's just part of what I'm doing now, but it's a big part of what I'm doing now. The first year that I connected with Wayne, that first Christmas, it was New Year's Eve. I was trying to stay awake for New Year's, and I couldn't. It was about 8 p.m., and I said, I'm just taking a nap. I just can't. I want to stay awake for midnight, but I'm falling asleep. So I went to lie down, and as I'm lying down, I felt Wayne coming through for me. And he said to me, now's the time to do what you came on earth to do.
Nice.
And I knew what it was. It was to promote peace on earth. I've known that my whole life. And so I said, okay, am I going to be channeling a book, channeling you? And he said, yes and no. I said, what do you mean? And he told me that I had been channeling a group consciousness called the We Guides my whole life, and I didn't know it. And the We Guides include St. Francis of Assisi as well as Ascended Masters and Angels. And he was going to be joining forces with them. And they were going to give me 33 concepts of the we consciousness to promote inner and outer peace in the world. So I jumped out of bed. I was so excited. And I wrote the table of contents literally in 10 minutes. And wow, the rest is history. I wrote the book. And
you know when it, when it's coming from your higher, you know, angels, archangels, and your guides, it just, it writes itself.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened
for you. Do you know, as you're talking, I'm kind of like, I told you today is Jean's anniversary, the day that he was birthed into his spirit body, and I'm starting to wonder if there's deeper reasons why we were supposed to meet, because when you said it's my purpose to create peace on earth, this is what I have been told is my purpose. Every book I've ever written is about resolving conflict in the family, couples, with your children. It's, you know, and it's like a pebble in the pond. You create peace in one relationship and then energetically it reverberates out to the world. You're creating world peace one relationship at a time. And then ultimately I spread my, you know, conflict resolution method to the world of, after death communication, helping people make peace with those in spirit. So I have never made it a practice of getting in touch with, you know, my guides and all of this, but I'm starting to wonder now, I have to ask Jean if he wanted me to also work with this we consciousness, and I never knew. Do you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I never knew the name. I just knew this is what I was supposed to do.
Right.
Isn't that, and you know, it's so wild. And then when you said about St. Francis, I'm thinking, wait a minute, uh-oh.
Yeah, very,
there's something
very similar
here.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And this is no coincidence either that we connected. It was funny how, you know, how you found out about me. I'm not quite sure.
Well, actually, my syndicator just said, would you please interview her for Omega? And I said, sure, I'd love to, you know.
Beautiful. No coincidence.
It was just meant at this time, you know? And, you know, one of the first things Jean said to me as a thought induction, we're all one family, we're all one religion, that religion is love.
Yes, that's so
true. That feels very we to me, you know?
It is absolutely we.
It's we. Yep. Talk more about the we consciousness, if you could.
Sure. The we consciousness, it's an awareness of the unity of everyone and everything, including animals and nature. It talks about our divinity, talks about compassion for all of life, talks about what a person does to oneself or another, how it affects the whole. And if we could fully grasp these truths, we'd be able to create miracles in our life and make a significant difference in the world. The only difference between a miracle worker and one who is not is that the miracle worker knows that they have the power within them. So, you know, the we consciousness, the most important truth is that we are all one, though. And we don't feel that fully until we leave the physical body. You know, we understand that concept when we're meditating or when we're quiet. But once you leave the physical body, you could feel that immediately. And when Wayne passed, the first thing he was coming through to his family, he was so excited to talk about the afterlife and so excited to talk about the we consciousness. But he said, do you want to hear about that or do you want to hear personal messages? And they all said personal messages. Of course they did, because they wanted to know it was really him. And he did. He came through with personal message for, you know, for each of them. And then he came different, you know, separately with the we guy.
The we was more for you and your mission.
The world. For the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
For the world. You know, I can feel in your voice, there's a vibration of tremendous love. And tremendous authenticity.
Thank you.
That's obvious.
I'm trying. It's not. It's you know what I'm working on. Part of the we consciousness is to understand that we're just as significant as everyone else. And in my story, I told you before, I'm working on loving myself as much as I love everybody else.
So oh that's my gosh!
Yeah, but I'm.
Do you know? 2 seconds before you said that.
Yeah.
I was told, wow, she really is your soul sister here, because this is what Jean had to leave his body to help me love myself.
Oh my gosh.
I tell in Love Never Dies that I was beaten from, I was born 3 months early, left in a preemie hospital, only weighed 2 pounds, and I was beaten emotionally and physically my whole life.
Oh.
And no matter how successful I was, it didn't matter because deep inside, the voices of my parents just tore me to bits. You're not good enough. You're stupid. You're this. You're that. I mean, it just, no matter how many best-selling books or whatever, it didn't matter, Karen. Inside, I didn't love myself properly. And even though Jean surrounded me in love for almost 30 years, still there was this core within me that just didn't love me. So after Jean left his body, I went to my professional group in New York City, all top analysts, and I'm weeping, and I said, I've got to get over this. It's just ruining my life. You know, it's like bees buzzing in my brain, tearing me down. Yeah. And they all said, the traditional psychoanalytic party line, oh, tell the voices to shut the heck up and, you know, outshout them, let our voices outshout them. This never worked for me, never worked for my patients. So I came home, Karen, and I collapsed on my knees, weeping. And I said to Jean, I'm begging you, please help me with this. And he appeared to me in that same way that Wayne appeared to you, as an embodiment of love, surrounded in golden light. And the light just filled the whole room. And then he took my face in his hand. He turned me toward him in the light, and he said, Jamie, listen, listen, listen to me. Let my love for you fully enter you. And in that moment, Karen, all his love for me became my own self-love. And that's when I realized he had to leave his body in order for me to be healed, because now that he's freed from the physical vessel, his soul essence and all of his love could enter me unimpeded, and I was healed.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know. And then from that came the ministry, and my powers as a healer were fortified. You know, when you reconnect with your loved ones in spirit, they become your guides. And so where I could heal people before, animals, now I could do more, you know, and just sort of see somebody's energy and see what was needed to recalibrate that energy emotionally, physically, spiritually, and it just changes your life, right? So to come back to you, where you were on the same struggle, I guess, and path that I was, of not loving yourself well enough, you know, I mean, obviously, I'm nobody, I'm not going to get on the bus, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So Wayne helped you with this.
Well, he's trying. He's getting impatient sometimes. He says, get out of your own way. And he continues to say that to me. And, you know, other people say, I can't understand. Why would you feel insignificant? I don't know. I really don't know. But it's working on it. And that is part of the we consciousness, is to understand that I am part of everyone and everything. And to disrespect myself is to disrespect everyone, including God. So I'm working on that. I'm working on it. And, you know, same as you.
If I may say, this is not something to work on, that I'm being told for you, that it's more like the image of turning your palms up and just allowing, that you don't need to work so hard. You know, that's also, I can get that, where you don't feel so worthy or lovable. So you think you have to tap dance and work so hard.
Right.
And it's more like just allowing all the love of the we consciousness, of the universe, of Wayne, of St. Francis, of my husband Jean, of me, just allowing the love to just come in.
Yes.
Don't do anything. Don't work.
Okay.
You're so beautiful.
Just allowing it to happen.
You are. Yes. It's the image of the sinking into the feather mattress, or leaning back into the hammock, or turning your palms up, and just allowing the love that's so around you, the love that you bring, the love that I feel from you for the world, just allowing that to just come back into you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know, what I have encountered through when I'm teaching classes and so forth, so many people feel the same way. So they can relate.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
And the one way that I was healed was I didn't do anything. I basically surrendered and allowed my husband's love to come in me. We have to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. On Love Never Dies Radio.
Discover how you can become an instrument of peace at this critical time. Psychic medium Karen Noe shares messages from Wayne Dyer and other celestial beings at Omega this October. Noe is joined by Wayne's daughters, Serena Dyer and Sage Dyer, for this weekend retreat that reveals profound truths for inner and outer peace. To receive 20% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for the We Consciousness Messages from Wayne Dyer Retreat at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn more at eomega.org.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's number 1 international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, talking with my new love, Karen Noe. Karen?
Yes.
For one moment there, I thought that I lost you, that somehow we were no longer in the recording. Because, you know, sometimes it happens when we're so vibrating together at such a high frequency.
Yeah.
Things like electronics stop working, recording stops. So, I'm prepared for everything. You're Karen, are you there? Are you
I'm
in the earth plane
here.
Or on the... You're here?
Alrighty. Oh, yeah.
So... Actually, you know, I can actually feel something shifted in your vibration. Do you feel it?
I feel it. I want it to stay now.
You want to what?
You know, I want it to continue to be confident.
Yes.
Yes. Now, you know, it's what you were saying before. You could write as many books as you know, I've written 4 books and teach to auditorium room filled with people and still. So, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
You know, and it's what I talk about, and, you know, this is just me coming from the background of a shrink. I talk about the toxic introject. I mean, this is shrink speak for the voice of the parent that tore you down, whether the parent said it, you know, outwardly or whether you just picked up that negative feeling. And it becomes so interwoven into your psyche. You don't even realize where the negative thought or the negative feeling comes from. And so for a lot of people, it's really helpful to just say, wait a minute, who used to say those things to me, you know?
Yeah.
Who used to speak to me that way or gave me that feeling of disdain? And I've done a lot of work over many, many decades with people with this kind of problem because obviously, you know, you're trying to master your own problems even as you're helping others, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what I have found works so, so well with this is to just label the voice and know, oh, that's mom. Oh, that's dad. Mm-hmm. And just by labeling it, it's sort of like a living meditation. Then you're able to separate you from the it. And you don't try to stop it, because if you try to shut it up, it gets louder. It's kind of like saying, don't think about a pink elephant, and that's all you think
exactly.
about. So if you try to tell the voice, be quiet, it just gets louder, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just say, oh, that's you, and it's kind of like a benign observation. And then if I know it's you and I can label it as you, more and more space, a wedge is driven between me and it as I observe it, and it's out there. It's not even a part of me. And then it makes it easier for what you're calling the we consciousness, the love, to come in and replace that, you know?
Yes.
I actually felt like crying right now. And I know it's because of how much love is coming through me for you.
Thank you very much.
No, I said coming through me. It's from Wayne. It's from all of the...
I see. Yeah.
That there's so much love that they have for you. And so it's coming through me for you. And I'm feeling so loving and protective of you. And it's making me cry.
Well, you
never know where we're going to go. So. Oh, you never know.
But, you know, I'm very, very, very good at spreading that love to other people and loving
the
person in my path. I'm very good at that. So
you are so masterful.
That I do want to talk about because, you know, it's not about me. It's about spreading the peace to the world because it's very, very needed at this time. We need to focus on solutions to the problems. We need to focus on the blessings around us, you know, and all the good that's happening in the world rather than what's wrong. And when we post things on social media, post the positive, wonderful things that are happening. I'm an animal activist. That's one of the many things that I do. But I never post the animals being slaughtered or anything because that lowers the vibration of people who are looking at it. But I will post how eating a vegan diet will raise your help you. It's more healthy and so forth. Or people who have, you know, benefited from such things or things like that. Going to animal sanctuaries and saving the animals. That I will post. So it depends on what you're looking at. Are you looking at the glass half full, half empty? Look at the positive. Focus on the many blessings and disconnect from what is wrong in your life and in the lives around you. And, by shifting our own vibration upwards, we raise the vibration of the planet as well.
Yeah. So are you going to be talking about this at your upcoming Omega workshop?
Oh, yeah. So I have been traveling with Serena and Sage Dyer. That's two of Wayne Dyer's daughters. I just came back from Virginia Beach. We spoke about the we consciousness, and we're going to be in Omega in Rhinebeck, New York, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. And, I'm going to be speaking about the we consciousness and meeting Wayne Dyer and what he has to say and what the we guys have to say and Wayne Dyer's daughters. They are amazing. They sound just like Wayne Dyer when they speak. It's you're sitting there with my mouth open when they're talking as they're speaking directly through them. The signs they have been receiving, they talk about how we met and all the messages that they would like to share that he gave to me, to them. They share about what it was like growing up with him as a dad, and their mom, too, is very spiritual, and how that made an impact on their lives. So it's incredible. And they're funny, too. You know, they showed some texts that Wayne had sent them that they saved. They call him dorky and so forth. It's just, it was a wonderful weekend, and we're going to be doing that again in Rhinebeck. And I'm just hoping whoever's supposed to be there will be there.
That's how it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. And then you have Global Oneness Day coming October 24th. And what's Global Oneness Day and where is it?
It's pretty funny how this worked out. I just let it go. I said, whoever's supposed to find out about me will. And I love Neil Donald Walsh. He wrote Conversations with God, et cetera.
Yeah.
And one day one of my clients just emailed me and said, Neil was talking about my book on one of his webinars. And I said, what? In any case, I contacted his assistant, Steve Farrell, who works with Humanities team. And we've been connecting ever since. And we are doing a Global Oneness Day, October 24th. It's a full one online free event. You could tune in anytime during the day. Just go to globalonenessday.com. Or is it .org? you could go on my website, KarenNoe.com. That's N-O-E.com, and find out. And it's a wonderful event to promote peace on the planet.
That's wonderful. And yeah. Where is that happening? It's online?
Now it's a free online event. So a lot of it was pre-recorded with so many authors, and you could find that information on the website, you know, and it was just a perfect opportunity. Different panels that I did, Creating Peace on Earth panel, the Divine Feminine panel, Sacred Action panel, and so forth. And I'm trying to think about the environment. There's so many things. So definitely tune in that day. It's going to be, you know, uplift the planet, hopefully. It will.
So I'm looking at globalonenessproject.org, and it has stories and lesson plans.
Do you
and
see?
The, and online. Today there's a photo essay, the RLC by Taylor Tate,
okay,
Native American.
It.
Does that sound right?
I am going to turn on my computer.
Because I wanted to give the right...
Okay,
the right URL too, because I did do globalonenesssummit.org.
Summit.org.
Got it. The summit is what we needed.
There we go. And you could sign up for the free Global Oneness Day, and it's an all-day event. So
you
can tune into any part of it anytime during the day.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I see Neil is there and some of our fellow Hay House authors.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, I see Greg Braden's there,
mm-hmm.
Bruce Lipton.
Yeah,
right.
Scroll all the way down. You'll see the two of us who are doing it. It's Steve Farrell and myself and Stephen.
Oh, that's great. Thanks
yeah,
for that
so
tip,
be...
too.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So, once again, details for the Omega workshop that's coming up. How can people register? Do they go to eomega.org, eomega.org?
Yes, that's correct. And then they would just sign on to the date, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. It's the We Consciousness with
We
Karen
Noe,
Serena, and Sage Dyer.
Okay. And everyone can find you at KarenNoe.com, right?
Yes, that's KarenNoe.com.
Right. Now, the French, the accent, it sounds French. Is your name French?
It's actually Italian.
But yeah. It's interesting because the accent, Mark, you know, makes it sound like, you know, French, Noe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Italian, works for me. So in the last 3 minutes of our wonderful interview, what would you like everyone who's listening to leave with? What pearl of wisdom or pearls of wisdom in the last 3 minutes would you like to give?
I would say to tell everyone to try to see through the eyes of each person that you meet. You know, after you pass, you go through a life review where you're able to see and feel how you have affected each person in your life. And I would say don't wait until it's too late to do that, to try to see through their eyes how you are affecting them through their eyes, or why they are doing what they're doing, so you could understand them, you know, better. And in so doing, you'll, you know, forgive them if you need to forgive them. Ask forgiveness if you did something to them. Treat yourself with the respect that you deserve, because you're just as important as everyone else. And in doing that, you'll be creating peace in your life and in the lives around you as well.
That is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And you have a dog, right?
A dog?
Yeah, for whatever reason. Why am I asking you about your dog?
I do have a dog that I'm so glad he wasn't barking, because I'm working at home today, and I was just thinking, I'm glad he was quiet. He didn't bark.
Oh, it's so funny. So you see, there's a perfect example of what I call the energy pipeline, that I tuned into your thought about the dog, and you thought, oh, I'm glad he didn't bark. And I just say, mm-hmm. oh, you have a dog, because there is an example of the energetic communication between your soul and mine. same thing as when we reconnect with those in spirit. We're just picking up that energetic vibration of a thought or a feeling. So, I mean, because it was kind of weird that I said that out of nowhere. Well, that was the thought that you had.
Exactly.
Very strange.
So the mailman passing, as you were saying that. The mailman.
I know. Isn't it? And I'm like, you have a dog. What are you talking about? This is crazy, girl.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Very funny. Well, give your doggie a big kiss and a hug for me. Like a nice sloppery, slobbery wet one.
Will do.
Alrighty. So I want you to, you know, I'd love to stay in touch with you. I moved. I was actually living right near Omega, and I moved a couple months ago. But I'd love to be able to stay in touch with you. And we will do our thing, whatever that thing is. That remains to unfold, I'm sure. So it's been really beautiful having you on the show. And I want to continue our conversation for how I can support you in your ministry to bring the we consciousness to the world and bring about global peace. So stay with me when we finish the show, and we'll talk a little bit more about how I can support you. See you next time on Love Never Dies Radio. And remember what Karen said. It's a wonderful concept. Put yourself, well, this is what the American Indians say, put yourself in the other person's moccasins. See you next time on Love Never Dies Radio.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.